You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Wednesday, July 31st. And The Most Interesting Thing in Tech is a new paper in Nature which describes research by Google, or by Alphabet, the parent company of Google, into the ability of AI to identify kidney disease before it strikes somebody. So according to the research, Google was able to use their AI algorithms on a vast training set to very precisely or very accurately predict which patients in an ICU would get kidney damage before it became severe. This is an issue that happens to a lot of patients. And once you have gotten the kidney damage, it's complicated to treat it. So if you could identify a whole bunch of factors that would lead to kidney damage and alert the doctor before it happens, you would be doing something great. You would save people's lives. It'd be a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And in fact, it shows a path forward for medicine where we're using computers and AI to look at images, to look at data, to look at all kinds of information, which is too complex for one doctor or one human to look at, and to analyze the patterns into it, and then to predict what will go wrong. So, very promising, but a couple problems. One, it's on historical data, right? So if this is actually going to work, you will need to do it on active patients. That's a hard study to do. There can be all kinds of biases when you work on historical data as opposed to active patients. We need to see that this really does work as well in a hospital. So that's obstacle number one. Obstacle number two, there will be false positives where a system monitoring for potential kidney damage tells the doctor that there's going to be potential kidney damage and then maybe there isn't. That's a false positive, and what it means is that the doctor will become less likely to pay attention to the next notification. You need a system that is extremely accurate, that not only doesn't miss ones, but doesn't falsely identify positive ones. So that's an issue. You don't want notification fatigue for doctors. You don't want to add complexity and confusion. The third, this isn't really a critique, but Google has spent a lot of money on healthcare over the years. They've had all kinds of crazy initiatives. Clearly, it's one of the things that's been most important to the founders and lots of people who work there. But there hasn't been a ton to show for it. The company's done amazing things, right? From search to YouTube to some of their other crazy far out projects and bringing the internet to all kinds of parts of the world. But healthcare has not been a place where there's been a ton of success. All that said, very promising. I'm glad it's in Nature. I'm glad we're pursuing it. It could be great. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.